This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. We are at 49 days till Election Day, if you're a traditionalist, because millions of people are going to vote long before that, already have, some of them, voting by mail or going to an early in-person polling place. And if you look at the polls, insert your favorite caveats about how we measure voter sentiment here, turning out new voters is going to be what really matters, which means a lot of people are spending a lot of money making sure the people on their side show up either in person or by mail. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has this one.
As early voting begins across the country, groups that focus on boosting voter turnout are spending more than ever trying to bring new voters to the polls. And that process can be pricey. Maria Teresa Kumar is president of Voto Latino.
In order for us to register a voter, it costs us $12.75. To get them out to the polls, it's an additional $3.
Scale that up to tens of thousands of people or millions of individual voter contacts, and it adds up. Plus, during the pandemic, the portion of that cost going towards getting a voter who's been registered to actually cast a ballot has gone up.
We have to spend more money now on education. That's going to be more than $3. That's probably going to be closer to $5 a person.
Kumar says the money is there. Her group raised $8 million in the last presidential election, and so far, it's more than doubled that. Outreach to rural voters is a similar story.
This is an unprecedented expenditure, tens of millions of dollars going into it, both in terms of research and in terms of independent expenditure programs we're seeing aimed at reaching rural communities.
Isaac Wright is a partner at the Rural Voter Institute, which aims to boost Democratic turnout.
But it's not enough, because that level of spending is going to have to be maintained if this is going to be long term.
Republicans have been making investments like that for years, says Liz Harrington, national spokesperson for the RNC, including about $300 million on beefing up their voter database.
So we had a huge operation that was still engaging, making phone calls and doing that virtually. But now that most states are open, we're doing it in a safe way and we're knocking on doors. We're doing over 1 million door knocks a week.
Harrington says the National Party is spending big on legal challenges around mail-in voting, doubling their legal budget to $20 million.
We certainly recognize that the absentee process will be used more than in previous years, but we are really using a lot of our outreach to encourage people to go to the polls in person.
Harrington says the responsibility for educating voters about how to do that is up to local party officials. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.